And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, for the first time in recent memory, the front gates of the Great Passion Play in Eureka are locked, and the lights brightly illuminating the Christ of the Ozarks, the third tallest statue of Jesus in the world, are now dark. The free historic religious theme park, open day and night, was constructed on Magnetic Mountain in 1968 by evangelist and infamous anti-Semite Gerald L.K. Smith. More than 7 million people have paid to see the Passion Play. The park's assets are in foreclosure by Cornerstone Bank, formerly the Bank of Eureka Springs. CEO and President Charlie Cross points to dwindling interest.
That's basically what it is. It's been several years of declining attendance, which, you know, just wears down the revenue stream, and ultimately you just can't make a go of it.
Cross, a native of Eureka Springs, would not comment on the debt obligation incurred by the foundation, which operates the facility, and says published reports citing million-dollar figures are wrong. But he says the foundation had, for a time, really prospered.
At some point, as the numbers started to decline, they had to utilize debt facilities to continue to operate. And I think, I don't know exactly the year, but we've been the bank of record for them, both from a depository standpoint and a lending institution, for a great number of years. But I can't tell you the exact date, but it's been several years ago that the assets of the foundation out there were mortgaged to our bank, and we've tried to be a good partner to them, and they likewise have been a good one to us. And it's a very amicable situation as far as conveyance of the assets back to the bank. It's not a foreclosure or, you know, us having to chase them around. Their board has done yeoman's work out there, and, you know, we're appreciative of the work they've done to get it to the point it is, and it is going to be a very amicable transition of those assets over to us.
Cross says he hopes the 600-acre property will eventually reopen under new ownership. In the meantime, the bank will tend to the grounds and protect the historic site, including the graves of founders Gerald L.K. Smith and his wife, who are buried in the shadow of the 70-foot-tall Jesus statue.